One regimen that you've been very involved with that I think is really interesting and brings up the question of chemotherapy-free treatments is the so-called R-squared regimen, which is lenalidomide and rituximab. Can you talk about the rationale for that and what we know about the activity of this combination in different lymphomas?
Sure. So rituximab has been used, everyone knows it was approved in 1997, so it's been around 20 years for various types of lymphoma, and we give it by itself or we give it with chemotherapy typically or some of these newer agents. Lenalidomide, you know, shrinks the disease in follicular lymphoma, again, about 30% of the time, 40% of the time, depending on which patient subset that it's looked at. So the effects of lenalidomide are very numerous, meaning that it can directly infect lymphoma cells, it can activate the immune system to make various immune parameters work better, it can interfere with blood vessel formation, it can do a lot of different things. And so the concept is that if rituximab works for the immune system and lenalidomide can activate or enhance the immune system, giving them together may work even better. And so there are a variety of trials looking at lenalidomide rituximab. We've looked at it in relapsed follicular lymphoma patients. There are studies looking at it as initial treatment for follicular lymphoma patients. It's also been looked at in mantle cell lymphoma, other lymphoma subtypes. And the idea there is that the patient who might want to avoid chemotherapy could potentially take this pill with rituximab and have a long remission, and that it's an alternative to chemotherapy, so the patient may be able to avoid or delay chemotherapy. Obviously, this term chemotherapy is a semantic argument because some people have side effects with non-chemotherapy drugs and some people tolerate chemotherapy just fine. But I think this offers another opportunity that perhaps is a little more targeted, a little more elegant than just kind of the typical chemotherapy wipe things out.
Where are things now with this so-called R-squared regimen? I know there's some big trials out there, like comparing it to more conventional treatments.
So there are trials of R-squared in as initial treatment for follicular lymphoma. There's a large trial that's in follow-up right now that is patients were randomized to lenalidomide rituximab or chemotherapy rituximab. So that'll be interesting to see either is the lenalidomide better than chemotherapy rituximab? Is it just as good? Or even maybe it's a little bit worse, but it's better tolerated. So is that a good trade-off for the patient? So those data are going to be very interesting. I'm hopeful we'll have them before too long. And then we also have studies in follicular lymphoma that have looked at rituximab versus rituximab lenalidomide. And again, that's a randomized trial to see does lenalidomide add to the efficacy of rituximab. And that's, again, a study that's ongoing, and those results hopefully will be available before too long.